Blog Talk Radio.
When you want that beat bad enough, you're gonna go pretty much anywhere to get it. You know what I mean? You wanna feel that beat? The rookie,
with the dread. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Crazy how you're running through my mind, yeah. 24/7 all the time. My number one never on the side, yeah. Just you and I, you and I. And I don't need to tell you, I'ma show you. You gon' feel it when I hold you. Get ready, I'ma go then. I'ma go then.
I love it when we think the same thing. I love it. on the blast. Go by to kick the flag. My flavor be the batter. Chitter chatter matter than the mad hat.
Bet you my shit's in my fatty. Got the data turn your body where it matters.
Just like a piece of sizzling.
Depends upon my stomach with the edges in between.
The king is what I mean. What I mean.
Man, get a cup and put some change inside your head.
Hold up.
Let's make it official.
No, who plays that?
You better pay attention when we say that.
Baby,
you won't be around next year. Rap shoes will be a kicking that baby in your ear.
Like the brand new flavor.
Forget the fair ones, I get mine the fast way.
Keep my sway, leave a ransom known. Far from handsome, but you know I'm brother so
good.
More guns than roses, frozen, shaking in their boots. Invisible for life.
I can goose disappear, that moves. Set your back to pull the back through. I see.
Give me the whack lyrics. It's depressed, sympathetic.
You know what?
Please forget it. You're mad at myself.
Now you're mad.
Don't be mad.
UPS is hiring.
You know you should have been a cop with your bebop, but that's that playing. You better get shot.
Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the sacks a lot. My Achilles about to drop.
Yeah.
neo soul, hip hop, jazz, R&B, along with some creative writing. You just entered the Soul Cafe. Let's chill at Epiphany Radio.
I'm up in here with the one and only, y'all, Poetic, and the other one. What we call it? One fourth a host. La Perla Negras, y'all.
Yeah. Hey, hello, hello, hello.
Hey,
baby. For real.
Hello, la perla negra.
Baby.
Baby.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Also in the building somewhere, I don't know, she might be on the fifth floor. She always doing something. You can't keep it still. Ladies and gentlemen, essentially, Janice is in the building. Shabita baby, yeah, That's what I'm talking about. What's going on, family? Hey, Van, what you going on, man? What you doing on the keys this week, bro?
Oh man, on the keys this week, man. It's just a little bit of, you know, a little something like that.
Shit, you know. Damn, Danielle wasn't ready. La Perla Negra, what's going on, girl? Did you bring your guitar this week?
Yeah, I got my guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I hearing music? What's going on?
Because I'm playing music.
I got him.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Bang. Bingo.
All right.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute, bro. We turn this music off.
Yeah. Turn the music off.
Who needs music when you got a guitar like that? Damn.
Give us a little bit.
Damn, they broke my eardrum. Hey, you know what I mean? And I'm on vocals, y'all. La da dee, la da da, la da dee, la da da. Okay. Man, I ain't laughing at y'all. I mean, playing guitar.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But hey, y'all, welcome to the Soul Cafe. You just heard from the Soul Cafe choir members. Mm-hmm. I called them a band last week, but they, you know, we change it up. Today, the day's cheer will be called the cheer. Did we use the cheer of dismemberment one time, y'all? I kind of like it.
No. No.
No.
No? Okay, well, no. I think that's what we... The chair of dismemberment until somebody else comes up with something better.
I don't want to chair. I don't even want to send nobody to that chair.
Dismemberment.
Well,
ooh.
You know, we're all poets. You know, we use it as a metaphor for something else.
What you dismembering?
Hey, you might have to call it. You might have to cut it off if it don't come out on its own. Shababy baby.
All right, I'm going to leave that alone.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I wonder how the dogs. Wait a minute. No, I don't need to go there. Anyway, so, hey, I'm glad that y'all are doing okay. I'm trying to, you know, I feel like this is my first. Was I on the show? Did I do a show last week?
Yes.
Okay,
no.
Damn.
But yeah, you did. You did. It was the holiday week that's throwing us off that you didn't do a show.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a good thing to be back, you know what I'm saying? Well, it's a good thing to be back anyway. You know, it's been 7 days, I guess, if I can count right. Mm-hmm. Everything is good, man. Philly got some crazy weather going on. It's hot as hell. We just had a thunderstorm warning. You know, it's a thunderstorm warning going on around here.
Warning? It's storming out there. Lightning?
Yeah,
thunder.
It is.
Yeah,
it's coming down hard, y'all. I'm eating cherries as we speak. Some lovely, nice, succulent cherries. Danielle, thank you.
It's
been nice to have a peach, but you know that didn't happen.
It's nice to have those cherries right now. Wow.
I'm still feeling some kind of way, Van. You know what I mean?
I'll get you some more. I will replace them. Oh my God! Don't be
agreeing with me. Them. They were succulent. They were handpicked and they were very succulent.
I have to agree. I was fitting to go get one of my peaches, and my kids ate the last one.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing.
I just knew I was going to have me a peach that night. I just knew because I know I bought them. I know they were in the fridge.
Yeah, it's our pearly nigga's fault, most likely. Y'all put
how is it
so
my fault
down.
All the way over there?
You sent that energy through the universe. Yes, you did.
Oh,
that's right.
Man.
That's right. That's
well,
right.
If it's any consolation, they were absolutely delicious.
See,
that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
They were sweet.
So,
I'm not constipated. Not at me. No.
All right. So listen up, y'all. Once again, shout out to the one and only Essentially Janice, a.k.a. Penny. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to T. Lachelle up in the building, y'all. What it do, baby love? I ain't going to mess with you tonight. But shout out to those lovely ladies in the building. Check them out on the event page. And, you know, leave y'all information, what y'all got going on. Put your piece up in there if you like. You know, it's yours, y'all. Let's communicate. You know what I'm saying? Let's get things going. Tonight is open mic, y'all. But for us up in here, we have a challenge. We've been given some work by one of our brother poets from the community, you know, Jess Jay sent us some stuff.
Oh, yes, right.
Van, you wasn't ready, huh? Van, you heard that, right, Jess Jay?
I'm going to the piece right now, bro.
We're going to do his pieces. We asked him, actually, to send us some stuff. He's a great writer. He likes for you to critique his stuff. And he's one person that doesn't mind. And he's been growing through the years as he's been receiving those critiques, you know. And so we thought that we'd read his work, see what we can do with that, see if we can put some, you know, some truth to it and bring it to light, man. And I hope he's pleased and everything like that. You know, if you guys want us to read something of yours, send it to us. Even, you know, reach out to one of us. and you'll get all three of us. And we'll do that. We'll celebrate, you know, reading your poetry. Shout out to my big brothers in the building, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. What it do, my broski? I like to read some of his stuff, too. But, you know what I'm saying, I ain't going to say no. I was going to say something stupid, but I'm going to leave it alone. I ain't trying to get no deduction from the brother. Hey, you know what I'm saying? So, look, we're just going to jump right into that. Which one of y'all want to go first on the reading of those pieces before we open up these mics?
Knock yourself out.
Wait a minute, hold up, y'all. Matter of fact, is he here? That means that she ain't ready. He's here. He's in the building. I'm gonna bring
him in. He's here.
Let's talk
to Just Jay real quick. Go ahead.
Just Jay.
Hey everybody, how y'all doing today?
What's good?
Hey, what's up, my brother? Hey man, tonight is your night, my brother. We gonna do these things. I got a little nervous energy. Just a little.
That's good.
I like it.
Yeah, I can feel it coming off of y'all.
What you mean you can feel it coming off of us?
I can.
You can feel it.
Everybody's energy. Y'all can feel it.
Oh.
Because you got me feeling a little nervous, and it ain't my energy.
Yeah.
It's not mine.
Well, you know what? I was gonna let you. We're gonna let Poetic start. I was gonna throw you under the bus, Miss Pearly.
I know.
But we're gonna let our brother Poetic start that off. I'm gonna bring in the rear. I like saying that. I'm gonna bring. Is it bring in the rear or bring up the rear? I don't know.
Bring up the rear.
Yeah, or up. I think up sounds a little better since the rear that Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna leave that alone.
You bring in the rear, but you bring up.
Ha ha. Yeah. I put a ring on it too. So
Oh, see.
Little inside joke, y'all.
Okay.
All right, let's get to it. Poetic, are you ready to do this thing? Don't pay her no mind, man. She's, you know.
I know, man.
She's full of peaches.
Full of them.
Right now.
Yeah. All right then, man. We're gonna let you do that thing. Just Jay, we're about to go in, bro.
All right.
Poetic, the mic is yours.
Thank you, bro. Time moves like water. Sometimes it's as good as still and good as a pond, or as turbulent as the high seas. When black holes inhale violently, snorting the water, distorting the water, and just like the ocean, it's even hungry. From our perception, the river only flows in one direction. We can acknowledge the stream, be in the stream, recall a path that has passed, but never the streams of future paths. So only in the present do we exist as far as we perceive as we move along in the current. Our bodies are soaked like fish in time down to the subatomic particle. As these particles go about their task and duties, ever keeping a watchful eye on the rhythm of the water. When an island appears in the water, currents pull towards it in swells and gravitational wells, adding debris to its shelves. When there is a hole in the ocean, it swallows everything whole. Who knows where it goes? Time moves like water. Sometimes it's as still as a pond or as turbulent as the high seas. It's all relatively fluid. And that's that piece.
All right.
Nice.
Yo, yo, yo.
Very nice.
That was beautifully done, man. Just Jay, what did you think?
I appreciate you, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate you for allowing me to read it, bro.
You did that justice, man.
Thank
you. You did that
dope
justice.
Piece. Dope piece.
Yeah.
Wow. Very nice.
Very lovely. I love it, man. Poetic, how did you feel going through this man's repertoire, man?
I'm gonna tell you, man. I was kind of getting caught up a little bit trying not to imitate him when he recites his pieces. And I had to remember that he wanted to hear it the way we would do it. So I quickly pulled that back together and got into the flow. And the word patterns in there and where the piece originated from, I really appreciate it. And I dug it, man, because you did exactly what was asked of you in the piece. And it flowed so beautifully, bro.
Man, I appreciate you, Van. You know what? You had gave me that prompt last week to go ahead and do that, man. And I said, this would be a perfect time. When I read your piece, Don't Push Me, man, it really opened up my mind to how boxed in I was doing my poetry. Because every corner that I hit, you were standing right there. You were standing there hard, and I was hearing your voice hard. It was tough for me to go ahead and shake from hearing you do that piece, man. But it helped me grow as a poet when you and J-Rob did that exercise.
Oh, thank you, brother. I appreciate you for that, man. Thank you so much, man. But you're a phenomenal writer, bro, and you're definitely growing that box. As I say, somebody's opened up your Pandora poetry box. So, bro, it's lit now, bro. It's lit.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, that was that piece. So we're going to move on to Miss Perla Negra. Miss Perla Negra, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Dream Man. I lean forward with my lips, lighting the candle with my kiss. The candle's flicker made my form more seductively along the wall. I felt his strong hand grip my wrist. I leaned back as if to hear him better. But my neck was assaulted by a whipping tongue and impassioned hands gliding like oil over my hips and breast. But this is not that story. This is the story that leads to this night. So I digress. As I lay my head back on his chest, this broad chest, that provides me protection and rest. He gives me his best. I listen to the rhythm of his good heart. His patience is a blessing. I am his helper, and his thoughts are helping me every day. He's not perfect, but he is perfect for me. And when he is weak, I am strong for us. And when I fall, he carries me on his back till I'm back on my feet. If everyone in the world were to turn their back on me, he would tell me, they are them, but we are us. And we are going to be all right. Our future is in the light. Even if it is just a cheese sandwich between two, each morsel would be enjoyed and chewed with love. You're my hand steady at the helm in murky, murrant waters. My shoulder, when life's tides overwhelm me, he mops the floor so my feet can be bare. Like a visa, you're everywhere I want to be. But there is only one thing. I wish you existed outside of my dreams. That's that piece.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Man.
Poetic.
Man. Man, listen. It's one thing to know who wrote the piece, but it's another thing to hear it the way that we would do the piece. And, man, Danielle, you did this piece so much justice, man. I really couldn't even tell that Jess J wrote it, to be honest with you. It sounded like your piece, like it was personally your piece. That's how well you did the piece. Beautifully done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, 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 I too agree. I think you did that justice as well. I love the way you read it so serene, like, you know, and you took your time with it. And it just was beautiful. It was beautiful, beautifully written and beautifully delivered. Go ahead now. That was decent. Just Jay, what do you think about hearing your piece read by Miss Pearlie?
You know what, man? I wrote it in real time. But to hear her read that piece, man, it almost made me cry, dude, just to be honest with y'all. Danielle,
oh, wow.
You did a wonderful job with that. I really do appreciate you for doing that.
Thank you. It was a beautiful piece.
All righty then. bringing up and in the rear, okay? Y'all done raised the ball on the brother. Y'all got me nervous. You know what I mean? But I won't be. But I'm going to read this piece. I don't know what it's titled, but I'll just go into it. Y'all ready?
The mic is yours. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Scatter me gently to the wind like leaves as I breathe my last breath. So sweet the taste as I exhale and escape. For the love of this bucket of gluttonous sustenance, greed's waste, one taste. We become gluttonous from money's illustrious odor. You raped her and defecated on her over and over again, leaving her skin cracked and left her veins with emptiness. If you refer to the world as her, then we have truly pimped her for all that she was worth. Now that's priceless, like where the ice once was, the plates of her teeth gnash, grind, and groan because man has put her in a bitter pain. But she is strong, so she languishes in agony. She is burning up. She has a fever, so she blows little puffs of breath from Africa to distant lands where hurricanes strip the leaves from the tree, receive the seed, and roll out the sands, but first burn away the old land with blisters and scabs across her once beautiful face. The verdict is as plain as the plains and the prairies and the plains. Many pockets got ripped. Now they trying to evacuate. Unfinished. And peace.
Wow. Wow. Yo, that's oh man. Man, I was hoping that rocket ship's live wasn't the end of the piece. Because I was ready for it to blast off into orbit into somewhere else. But it was dope, man. That was definitely a dope piece, man. No doubt. Man. Just Jay, what you doing, bro?
Man, for real, you're one of the most technical poets I know, man. That's why I didn't mind putting that in your hands, bro. This whole thing you created over here as far as this whole Monday night thing, it actually is a popping, hopping spot now, man. When people used to ask me, like, well, how long it take you to write a piece? I'd be like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they have to come over here, like, you got 2 minutes, and if you don't, you got to take your socks off. I'm like, what?
Right?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, man, you really did that justice. You dug into the metaphors, man. You totally understood all of that you were reading, man. I really appreciate all of y'all for doing this, man. Y'all are remarkable.
Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, thank you, man.
I'm like poetic. Your own.
Well, thank you. I'm like poetic because I wanted to. Okay, go ahead, LaPerla.
I'm sorry. You made it your own. Both of you did. I mean, y'all read them so well. It's like you said, and sounds like you guys wrote it yourselves, the way you read it. And the pieces were awesome, man. They were so good. They were pretty deep. The one that you did, Karell, how they destroy Mother Earth, and then now they want to run off and leave us here and go off to somewhere else when they haven't even worked on repairing what's going on, the damage that they've done down here. You know, so
right.
that piece,
right.
that, That was all right. All right, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate y'all giving me the wiggle room.
Yeah. Hey, let me just say this. I was like Van. I try to stay away from emulating his candor, you know, his rhythm. He has a rhythm when he does his thing,
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was trying to stay with doing it as for real, you know. It was a slight challenge, but I could dig his writing, and I wanted more too. I wanted more too, but I can dig it.
I thought he was gonna finish
I
that piece up
it.
For real.
I was wondering, because you sent me a couple of them, and I was wondering if that was, I can do that, because, well, I have a similar piece that reminds me of this, where I speak about the same topic, you know, about what, you know, they trying to escape after the big boom. They cause it, then they try to escape it. But
exactly.
We're going to let you go ahead and spit your piece, bro, whatever you had, whatever you bought with yourself.
Oh, shoot, man.
He felt like, man, ain't I did enough?
Right?
I was under the gun like I'm a band, thank you.
You know that's exactly
all
right.
All right, I got a piece, man. Let me quit playing. But yeah, I just found it a couple of seconds ago. Appreciate you.
Hey, you're welcome, bro. I got you, bro. I got you.
All right. A poet should be whatever their oratory and imagination can handle them being. Even if blind, he should be able to defy what he or she is seeing, whether or not it exists within the boundaries of space and time. Put your metaphors on the make groceries list and boldly go like this, where none has gone before, even if it's just to buy a dish of pure deliciousness. Even if you can't speak, you should be able to screech in a low, soft undertone that disorients and shatters bones. And that poet should be able to pour molten metal into a goblet or a cup, and like a refreshing beverage, drink it up. And if a drop spills on a poet's shirt, for the sake of continuity, it burns up. Whoosh. A poet should be agile, even when reading can lead to resuscitation in a moment's notice. Notice the asterisk at the end of the quips. Quick as a whip, I just shot from the hip. Nestle flipped when dipped and dried and sold for five. A sweet transaction right before your eyes. Sweet like potatoes, sweet potato pies, or dirt, which nowadays do hurt. Poets, do what works. Blood and sweat your shirt. And let your pens torch and scorch from off of the porch. In peace.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
This is what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. Just hearing your voice and the way you spit that right there made me reflect while I was doing your piece, made me reflect on doing your piece and hearing your voice in real time. And, your voice, man, is the way you punctuate your words is addictive. And it's like I was thinking of, like I was rehashing doing your piece, now using your diction, using your cadence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to not try to do that. But I love the way you spit your pieces, and I like your writing. Poetic.
Man. I love this piece too, bro. I also got to add, man, that your car door sound effects was also a nice touch too.
Appreciate you, man. I worked on that all night.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out, man. I was like, yo, how did you manage to work that in right at that moment? I was like, man, he don't need no music, man. He got his own effects. But but seriously, bro. Man, your writing, man, like I said, man, from the first time we met on my show up until now, you have become a beast. It's almost like the old Jay that used to write rhymes and battle rap came forward and tapped the New Day on the show and was like, bro, let's show them what we're really capable of. And, man, now you're just in this element, man, and you're in this zone, man. And you just knocking it out the park, bro, and I'm digging it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for the ride, man. I'm here for the ride.
Yeah, man, you was like my first best friend at this school, man. I grew up here at Epiphany, poetically, for sure. And when I got the chance to know for real this go-round, man, things started coming together for me, man.
Awesome, bro. La Perla Negra.
Thank you.
Oh, man, that piece right there, it's so much truth in there about how a poet can grow and express himself and That was beautiful. Everything that you said in there, I was like, yep, yeah, right? That was good. That was really a nice piece.
Man, I appreciate you, Donya. Yeah, I've been watching you too, Gail, and you've been carrying a heavy workload around here. It's awesome to see you watching the truth.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
man.
I'm
taking the Van Meadows as far as amount of shows per week.
Right. Oh, man, I'm loving it.
I like that. I like doing it, though. I really like doing it. I do.
For real?
Hey, what is it?
And I thought you left again.
Yo. No, you know, I'm very patient, and I'm very, you know, I'm a professional at what I do. I was waiting for someone to say, for real, back to you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but,
I apologize.
it was a pleasure reading your work, bro. I thank you, man. I want to thank you, man, for, you know, allowing us to do so, bro. I loved it, and I love that piece that you delivered just now, man. Van stole all the stuff that I would have said.
Come on, bro.
They complain when I go first. They complain. And then they take up everything. You know what I'm saying? You already know how I feel about your work. I just think you're getting deeper and deeper in your writing. You didn't move on to an element where, man, you still have that element of humor, of light humor in your pieces. I just marvel at the way you formulate your pieces, you know, the words that you do use. Some words I'd be like, who uses that? Who does that? And the way you put them together, second verse going with the third and things like that, man. I just dig it, man. And I'm glad that you're around and that you're a part of the family. Keep on writing, bro, and stick around if you can. So we're going to see if you can repeat that performance when it's time to pick up your pen.
Yes, sir.
All right,
uh-oh.
My boy. Yeah. All right, then, Just Day, we're going to sit you back there on the chair of dismantlement.
Oh,
unleash the beast. You know.
You didn't change the name already.
I thought it was dismemberment. But
yeah, I thought dismantle.
Either way, you're taking something apart. You separate.
Right, either way.
We're going to it'll increase as the show goes on, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, I mean, but when you get up from that chair, you get to put that shit all back together again. See, that's why I call it dismantlement. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
I was saying some damage control, but yeah, I go back there anyway.
Just don't sit on your ass first, you know. You have to slither into that chair. All right, my brother. One love, man.
Y'all be easy.
Baby. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that was the one and only Jess J. Okay? Jess J, y'all. We're going to keep things moving, y'all. I'm having a good time. I'm loving this poetry thing. We're going to come. He's always here. I think he sleeps in the building because I don't know how he gets in here so ahead of everybody else. Y'all know who it
is.
We one and only Mr. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Welcome to the Soul Cafe, my brethren. What it do?
Oh, man, what's going on? What's going on for real? How y'all feeling, man?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, Joe.
How you feeling?
Well, Eric, Danielle, how you doing, Quinn?
I'm good. I'm doing.
Outstanding, outstanding. Man, big shout out to Just Jay, man. That was just some amazing poetry I just heard in that little segment y'all had, man. That was fantastic.
Hey, thank you, my brother.
Thank you,
bro. Man. It was refreshing, yeah, man. It was a pleasure to do that, man. I can see us. We're going to have to get with you as well.
I was thinking that. Just thinking that, bro.
Yeah. So you know what you got to do, Joe. Send us something, bro. We do you next week.
I'd be honored. Totally honored, man. Definitely. Actually, hey. You know. Yeah. I keep it at that. Yeah. That's dope, man. Yeah, absolutely.
And that, to me, y'all talk about me and no more rope and all that kind of stuff, but to actually do one of your pieces, I think, would be a challenge. It would be a lovely challenge, you know, to try not to do it in a Joe DeVerbal manner, but to just do it.
Right.
You know? Right. Just to let go and do it, man.
But you know what? Me and CB did that back in the day one time, man. CB read one of mine, I read one of his, man. That thing was just so hilarious, man. But yeah, that'd be dope on the show.
I can only imagine it with CB, man. Yeah, I can only imagine that.
Can you imagine CB reading one of my jokes, man? That shit was hilarious.
Bro. Yeah, I'm not sure if they got to meet the brother, man. He was so hilarious and such a great poet. And performer,
man.
You know, he was very silly, man. I laugh at anything that brother had to say, man. It was hard to take him serious, but he was very crafty with his craft, man. So I can imagine him doing one of your pieces. Did you do your piece first, or did he do your piece first?
He did mine first, and I went after him, man. Yeah.
Okay, because, man, he was, I miss him dearly, man. Rest in peace, my brother. Man, I miss him dearly. Yes, sir. So we're going to do that, Mr. Verbal Mind Dancer, man. We're going to do that with you, man. And everybody else that's listening at one point or another, we're going to ask that you do the same thing, that you send us your work and let us see what we can do with it, you know. I like it, man. This is poetry, man. This is what we do at the Soul Cafe. We discuss creative writing, performing, the performance side of it, and things of that nature, man. It makes your pen stronger. So, Joe,
yes, sir.
What you got for us on this night, bro?
Yeah, I got something called Missing Pieces.
All right. La Perla Negra. Tell them what time it is.
The mic is yours.
Missing pieces. She never knew she wanted it that way. I mean, the screams were blood-curdling. Backdoor antics from a romantic interlude were not the cause of her newfound delight. Nor was it the way she was touched exactly right. I simply left on the light. She saw the passion in my eyes. She saw that even without the extremities most are accustomed to, my love was blind. She wasn't hidden to achieve some mental fantasy. She saw me loving her as she, and she screamed. She came from under her own covers. She had given herself to shallow lovers with no relief. So used to brief encounters with dark mounters who pound her with no true feeling. Lights off, never dealing with her being. I was all seeing, and she was now believing I loved her as whole. No smiling face, just to hit it. Hell, she didn't even get it until I showed her. She wasn't pathetic without that prosthetic leg. And I damn sure wasn't apologetic when I gave her head. I put that metal to the side. Took my time with tongue slides and with tongue glides. I tasted those places often wasted by the shallow. I went to the core for it down to the marrow. Oh, yeah, I was boning. And with my bone in, I honed into her essence. She felt my presence of mind. And yes, I did hit it from behind. When it was my time to come, I came from a different angle, a bit more than she could handle, and she screamed. In peace.
Yo. Yo, that was crazy, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
Oh, my
that
God.
That was crazy.
But wait, bro, you cannot send us stuff like this because, bro, I'd be laughing before I could get through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
I'm just letting you know, man, because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm sitting here still saying, yo, did he really say he didn't care the way he give a woman with a prosthetic leg head? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was kind of disgusting.
He the MVP. Why is he
disgusting?
Yo, oh my God, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, man, my brother. That piece was crazy, but it was dope, man. I tell you, man, I'm such a fan of your pen, man, and I highly respect you, bro, because you do stuff like this, man, and, oh, man, La Perla Negra.
Yeah, you know what? That story is so common for a lot of women, prosthetic leg or not. It's very common, and the way that we were talking about getting it in with her, it's like she didn't know what it was like to have her body appreciated until she hooked up with you. That was pretty good. That was dope. And as far as the prosthetic, look, that don't get in the way of nothing, honey. Don't stop a thing. Okay. Actually.
Hence the title, y'all missing that piece, you know what I'm saying? Missing pieces.
That's what's up. I love that piece.
Don't sleep on that, you know what I mean? Don't sleep on that.
I'm trying to tell you, don't stop that. For real.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, man.
I like Charlie Charles.
Charlie. Let me tell you this, like Van said, man, if you send me something like that, bro, you know I'm going to have to do it, and I'm going to have to let Necaroni the poet do that for me, bro.
Oh, Lord.
Because I'm sure that Neckbone will put something on that piece right there, bro.
Yeah, I'll read my own semi-erotica, but yeah, I'm going to give y'all something on a whole different level, man. For sure.
Yeah,
my brother.
Don't be playing.
No, hell, man.
I can see him. Yeah, you know, I've been good to you, bro. I've been kind. So don't send me nothing that's going, you know what I mean? That's going to explode. I shouldn't even say that, but, you know, send that one to Miss Pearly, bro. I've been cool. I gave you extra 10 points last week, remember?
I write a lot of pieces that you know, from a woman's perspective. So yeah, I definitely have something for the Perla Negra show.
That's what's up.
All right. Hey, well, as always, though, man, the piece that you just spit is very cleverly written. I don't know, you know, it's just so good to be in the head of another poet. I'm just so fascinated how you guys come up with stuff, you know, where does it come from? Where does that juice come from? You know, where were you at when you wrote it? Were you in a silly mood, happy mood, sad, whatever? But and this is why I like doing a show like this. You know, we very seldom get to really discuss stuff like this between each other. It's just spit your piece and, you know, move on to the next poet. But
Well, you know,
you're awesome
this
writer,
actually from a real person. You know, I know this woman. You know, I mean, you know, by any other, you know, Cordy Finger standard, she would be, you know, top of the line. Except for she had a little accident. You know,
I'm talking about,
and she, you know, lost a leg, man. But she, you know, shit, she's still the same woman.
I'm going to inbox you some questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I almost got lost. I almost got lost in it. Hey, but look, bro. Yo, I don't know why, once you said it was a real thing, it took me some place. But, hey, look. Hey, thanks with us, bro. Yo, I'm trying to change the subject. Hey, but hang around, man. Hang around. My face is still doing this thing. But tick, I got a tick going on. Hey, bro, hang around, man. I want to see what you do when it's time to pick up your pen. You all right?
All right, brother. You know, we never did go to those ass-kicking contests. But anyway, we have fun. I'll let you go with that.
With the what, man?
One love, one mic.
All right, bro. I don't know what he just said. Well, yeah, he said the ass kicking what? What he said?
Contest?
Yeah, contest.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go on to the next. What?
Did you have something planned? A battle or something?
No. I don't know. And I haven't had a drink tonight, so I don't know.
Oh, that's even worse. No drinking. You still don't know? Oh, man.
Take one.
You said you asked me, did I have something planned?
I was referring back to what Joe said about an ass-kicking contest. Did you have something planned?
No, I didn't have anything planned.
Okay, that's all.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on to the next caller, who happens to be Mr. C-34 Music. What it do?
What it do, bro? What it do?
What it do?
How are you tonight?
Baby,
how are you, Poetic? And how
doing
are you?
Good, my brother, Negro. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey,
how you doing?
This is nice and quiet over here, so just enjoying the show.
Well, thank you, bro. Hey, thank you, man. We just chilling, listening to some poetry, man. It's a good night for it. It's like my ears are so well in tune tonight, except for the slight subliminals people are sending. I'm not sure about that. But for poetry, man, I'm digging it from the start of the show, listening to my brothers and sisters reading Jess J's work. And I got a funny feeling we're going to have you down the line somewhere as well. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
Yes, sir. Yes,
reciting
sir.
Reciting this man's work?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Somebody might get hurt.
I had to remember my voice ain't that deep.
Yeah.
No, it's because you got the shy voice, you know, coming back at you. If I ever fall in love again, it'll be just
my boy,
like
my brother.
You.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's
yes,
what I'm
sir.
Talking about.
My brother.
Yeah. So, bro, look. Well, Van got like a shy type voice, like a light-skinned voice. You know what I'm saying? You can tell a light-skinned voice.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I know that sounds funny, but you can tell a light-skinned voice from a dark-skinned voice. You know,
oh,
I ain't saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Okay.
Just see.
Okay.
So, dang,
you know,
I must have Roger's voice from Big Bang Theory or something. Shoot, I don't know what the heck.
I don't know, bro.
That's my
you got
show,
one of them.
That's my show.
I will leave you alone. Hey. Look, y'all got me stuck right now. I don't even know where to go no more. But listen, I would say your voice is half-breded, you know, half-breded. I use the past tense of breed, which is bred. I think it's slight albino-ish in part Mexican. I'm just having a conversation. I'm just trying to.
Would that mean
he understands
Diesel or something like that? It's all about.
Yeah. You got a little. You got a slight hint of Romulan in your voice.
Wow.
You know, they're warriors. They're Galactic warriors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he got some strength in there. He got some bite in his voice. Hey, look, bro, we're going to stop messing with you. We're going to let my brother, I'm going to let my brother Van the Poetic Meadows tell you who Mike it is. Van.
Okay.
Double 34 Music, bro. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Butt Without a Face. I'm seen as this so-called misogynist. Who's next on your list to address me as counterfeit as the crap on the fan you're about to hit? All because I'm the normal man salivating over your pictures like a smorgasbord. Your centerfold has sent my libido into overload. My flesh is horny like a saxophone that's going to blow. I see the way your curves are stacked, but beneath the surface, you don't deserve that. I'm a financially indebted turd spending all my currency because your body antioxidizes like herbal tea, and I fervently want to be immersed in your chemistry and discover your complexities that to God's credit embedded this masterpiece. But I must be adamant and hide that I'm a goody two-shoes like Adamant. Stand back and remember that I'm not single. I'm a married man. And abandon my nasty habits and fleshly wishes. Can't treat you like a prostitute, because in God's eyes, you are my sister. So all my insignificant, ignorant thoughts, I have to dismiss them and see you as my sister to keep you distant. I don't need to see your headshots, and I don't need to make this head hard, because what kind of man would I be giving you this mental trouble forever? I'm not here to test your pain threshold to what you've been through. I'm sending this message that this man respects you by telling you confidential evidence and not being a snitch. I don't trust big butts and a smile, because real men must spend the time without spending the night. And they should say that to your face and look into your eyes without minimizing that you're the prize, without the million times that you realize, even though you went in vogue with that I'm never gonna get it, struck the pose that made me juxtapose to where I dropped my funnel cake and went comatose from your sexy clothes, but I still tried not to look at your camel toe. Yet you say, look, but don't touch. I'm confused. Am I at a strip club or what? Can I get my title back with Title Max playing for the Milwaukee Bucks? Or was it Tampa Bay with your tampons at the dollar store on sale? Really? I'm serious. I don't know what else to say. I've got a rebel yell in the flesh for fantasy, because all you're showing me is a butt without a face. In peace.
My gracious.
Yo, yo, yo.
My gracious.
My. What a joke. What?
Man, listen. I ain't gonna lie, bro. He got me wanting to drink some herbal tea from her lips right about now. Whoever this woman he talking about. That line right there was crazy. My mind just went all kinds of ways with that line. But nah, bro, you never trust a big butt and a smile. That's divorce number two, bro. Woo, my God. You never trust a big butt and a smile. Never. But the Adamant reference, some of these young kids today won't even understand who Adamant is. They'll just listen to his samples on some of the rap music. But it was dope piece, bro. I dug this piece, man. Real dope piece, brother. Always. La Perla Negra.
Yeah, as always. That is classic C Double, man. All your song references in it. I know all the music you were talking about in your pieces. And that's a shame, y'all, that little stigma is attached to big butt and smile. It's not always true. Some of us you can trust. But that was nice. Their pieces are.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Thank you, bro.
Excuse me, poetic. This is my time.
Thank you, bro. You sound like you was finishing. You sound like you was done. Get ready to pass the mic to for real, you know?
For real.
Busy, oh, baby. Man,
really?
I don't know what's going on up in the building. But,
oh, man.
Yo, y'all crazy. Something going on. My brother said, my flesh is horny, like it's about to blow. Immersed in your chemistry. I'm a goody two-shoes. I can't treat you like a prostitute. I don't need to see your head shots. I'm sending you a message that this man respects you, even in your sexy clothes. Title back, title max. This brother went in. You know what I'm saying? He has this flow, and you know he got to add those musical terms up in there, those flows from our musical artists. You know, once again, I'm amazed at the area where people come from when they're creating their pieces. It just amazes me, man. And I thought that was a nice piece, man. I love the way you delivered it as well, and what else can I say, man? This is a C-double-34 music piece. That was dope, man. That's dope, man. And I look forward to trying to do some justice to your work at some point in time, if that's allowed. That was beautiful,
it's allowed.
Man. Thank you.
I would love to hear somebody else do my stuff because, you know, I would just love it.
Okay, and that's what we're going to do, man. You join the lineup. Join the lineup, man. We're going to do that, man. Hey, look, bro, thank you for bringing that to the show, man.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Okay. And I'm like I said, our brothers ahead of you, if you can, because I know you'd be at the J-O-B half the time, but if you can, man, I don't think I've ever heard you pick your pen up yet. So stick around if possible.
All right.
You feel me?
I'll do my best. I feel you.
All right. One love, brother.
One love, one mic to all of you.
One love, one mic.
One mic.
I didn't get to send that brother or Joe the verbal mind dancer. I didn't get to send those brothers to the chair of discomfort. I forgot. So they got to go to next week. They go to the chair of direct torture.
Dismemberment, dismantling,
yeah.
Discomfort. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
It's a good place. It's a good place. Trust me. It's just cold.
No.
It's just
no.
A cold.
I don't trust.
It's a cold for something else.
I don't trust.
Trust me.
It.
It's cold
trust
for
you.
Something that only a few know what it means. It's almost like being in Shangri-La.
Is it complete opposite? Dismantle? Dismember?
Dismember? Mm-hmm.
No. They, no.
Shangri-La.
No.
If you believe
no.
that, I got a bridge I want to sell you.
I'm
so,
sure.
We gonna
I'm sure.
I didn't put the board in the bubble. Okay.
You sure did. I
sorry about
dead.
That, C-double-34. Out this series of distracting me. We're going to keep things
wow.
moving, y'all.
Wow.
Area code 919. Who do we have here?
Hello, Granville in the house.
Oh, my God, Granville.
Hey, Granville.
See you, my brother.
One.
Everything Irie, man. Everything Irie.
Everything Irie.
Irie. Irie.
Yes,
everything.
Yes, yes.
Hey, man. It's beautiful to hear your voice, man. It's beautiful to hear your voice, man. I know you got something perpendicular for us up in here. Oh, man. You know what? You know what? I can't wait to hear what this brother got. I'll be hearing him on a lot of other shows and whatnot, ripping the mic up, even on Sunday at the Inspiration Factory. You're
yeah.
a great writer from what I hear. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I heard you say a piece last week about putting your finger in somebody's behind. I forgot what that was. But very saucy. Yeah, you was very saucy, bro. I was at work listening to that. I said, damn, he said he's gonna put his finger in it.
like that.
Man, you know, I have erotic pieces, but I don't like to perform them all the time because people remember the erotic pieces more than the other pieces.
You're right. You're right about that. And I think you even mentioned that on that show where you spit that piece at the last time. You said you don't want to be known by just erotica. I remember. I remember.
Thank
I'll be listening
you,
in Glendale.
Thank you.
Oh, I remember, bro. I remember. And I enjoy your work. I enjoy your work, man. And good God Almighty, if we get to do one of your pieces, you make sure you.
Oh,
if you send your pieces, you make sure you send. You send.
Yes,
you send
Lord,
the one to Danielle. The one you sent La Perla Negra. Make sure it's erotica. Send me a nice one, you know, for like a Christian man, a Christian man.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
You want me to send you an erotica?
I'll send
point.
It to Danielle.
You can send
and
me
send
whatever.
Me any
I'll,
form,
I'll
but...
read it. I'll read it.
No, send
I mean,
what you'd like to send.
Okay.
Send what you
I,
would like to send.
And you know what? I'm glad you feel the same way too because as I was listening to the show tonight, you know, I thought about, yeah, I thought the same thing, like how you feel. Just, I said, yeah, I would like to hear you all read what, a couple of my pieces, you know, because
mm-hmm.
just to hear, get an objective view of somebody reading my work back to me and because when you read it, you know, you're going to read it like how you receive it.
Absolutely.
You know, and then that is what makes me want to hear how you feel it, you know?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to that. We look forward to that, brother. We look forward to that. Hey, so listen.
So wait, you want me to do this tonight or another time?
Oh, yeah, definitely for another time.
Okay.
Because we have other people that's going to be sending us stuff as well.
Good.
You're a little bit down the road. Okay. So sometime
in the near
future, we're going to do you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is fine. I just didn't want to be, you know, if you had 10, I would be like, what, you know? Yeah. But yeah, in time is much better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we got you. We'll send you a reminder of the occasion, okay, my brother? But right
I
now,
appreciate that. Yeah.
Right now, my brother, it's time for you to put on display your skills, my brother Glanville. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This poem is called Alone Again. I shall return to the lonely road of life, the road less traveled. Hear the disappointments of you, of the hope deferred. I am so tired of it. Muzzle my glee then. For of joy she is saddled with sorrow. I will keep my expectation few. It is better that way. So disappointed with disappointments. The madness that confronts me. Yet here I stand. Battered, bruised, forlorn, yet I stand. I shall return to my broodings. I shall return to my broodings and the melancholics I will embrace. I shall tarry here and revel in the silence, listening to the beats of my heart. Thank you. Fumbled on that one, dear.
Poetic.
Oh yeah, man. Granville, man. I love hearing you on all of the shows, man. Thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing your art, your gift. And I know for a fact that you should definitely give For Real one of your erotic pieces too, because I know you just love to fit those pieces.
So son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. What happened just now? Wait a minute, Granville.
As soon as we get to you, my brother, when we're gonna read your work, man, you make sure that Frail the poet gets an erotic piece, because you know
he, that's right, brother.
He reads erotic pieces like nobody else. Great work, my brother. Pearl the necklace.
Yes.
You know what? Granville, you are a storyteller. The way that you recite your pieces, you make sure you get your point across. You're very, I can't think of the word. Oh God, I can't think of the word. Intentional.
That is true.
That's what makes your pieces very unique, and I love to listen to them. For real.
Thank you. You know, I was at a reading once, and I did a poem about my sister, and the reading was a lot of professors from UNC, and I performed last. When I finished the poem, one of the professors came up to me and he told me that, he said to me, "There are no spare words." I didn't understand him. I said, "What?" He said, "There are no spare words." I didn't understand him. I said, "What?" He said, "There are no wasted words." I said, "Yeah, I'm not trying to put my audience to sleep." You take practice over the years trying to get your point across, you know, and it's very important that you get your point across, because that's why you're here, and that's what the people come for. They want to hear, you know, the one here what you got
absolutely.
To say, you know, and the more you can deliver it
absolutely.
To them, the easier, you know. You don't want to make them, you know, but thank you very much for making that observation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you very much, because that is what I always wanted to achieve.
Hey, my brother, that's what we do up in here, man. We like to share that creativity, man. You know, how you slice that cake, how you slice that pie. We're curious about that. We don't just want to taste what you want to put on the plate. We want to know how you put that thing together, man. And you just showed us, man. I want to thank you, man. I love your work, man. So don't forget, you hit us up in our inbox with that material, bro, and we'll let you know on the day that we're going to read your work, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. I appreciate
it. All right. Much love, Granville. Much love.
One love, Mike, my brother.
Me Caribbean brother.
Baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One love. Let's get together and feel so right. I just had to let it go.
Messing up the word.
Right. Yes, sir. Let it go, bro. Let it go. I'll say it the way I want to say it.
Haters hate. Deduction. 2 points. Mm-hmm.
No.
You don't do that to any person.
Why? For recognizing that you messed up?
You could have kept
that. No, you didn't even know what you were saying.
I didn't mess up. I kept on going, girl. Let me tell you what messing up is like. When you're shaking on the stage, bump, bump. Do you remember that pause thing when you were shaking on the stage?
Oh!
Okay. All right. I'm going to bring in the next caller, ladies and gentlemen. Hello,
shut up,
Sincere from Los Angeles.
Oh, Jesus. Mercy. Sincere.
Go, my West Coast. Go, brother. What's up?
Oh, my
What's
God.
What's happening, my brother?
Ready.
Blessings to you. Love, Pearl, and all I gave out from his mouth.
Right, Sincere. Mm-hmm.
Why y'all ain't put his name up on the board?
Ooh, isn't that ironic?
My brother, Sincere. Baby.
My brother. You know how
we do
that.
Shalang Dang. Yeah, bro. Let me tell you something.
Bro, let me tell you something. I'm trying to think of something. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, man, we just having that kind of night, bro. You have to excuse us up in here. They're picking on
it's
me.
It's
a lot of jealousy.
It's all
going
on. There's no thing wrong.
There's no thing wrong.
Oh,
hey, bro, look, man, let me tell you something, bro. I did to send me something of your work. I did. I D-double-D you. Okay?
Okay, we can make that work.
Whatever you send me, I want you to send Van and Miss Curly the same thing. And watch how I put it up.
Okay? That sounds like
I'm
a winner.
I'm trying to tell you. I did. Yeah. Hey, so look. We're just having a good time up here tonight of poetry and creative talking and gibberish and stuff of that nature. I'm going to pass the mic to my brethren, Poetic, and let him tell you who's Mike.
Absolutely. Sincere, my West Coast go-go brother, the mic is yours.
How stable are you? How stable are you? Be true to the game. Sin of my sins, come ride alongside offering life over mystery. From counting pennies to counting your blessings, what makes you come to grips about how stable you are right now? I'm talking mind, body, and soul. That's what's good with me. Just asking for a peace of mind between true crimes off the streets and through those sheets you share with them others. Have you been finding them with proper nutrition like you're supposed to? We're talking about those that you share those sheets with. Or is it more or less seeking help only when things hit the far left? Fan offering a prayer on bended knees away from the truth. That's mental health. Think about it and get back in action production, addressing norms that's about what's going on in your world away from following them. How stable are you? Racist persons consume the same air molecules as those who sleep with their own. I'm just saying, everyone is born tied together as one under subtle conditions, avid for duet with death and murder. Together we rise or die with trade for falling for fame and false bravado to raising fury to be heard. We all have free speech and freedom to express ourselves, however, by any means necessary. Therefore, reward you for being you. So how stable are you? Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
Yo. Poetic.
Yo, Sincere, my brother. Don't listen to what Pharrell say, man, because don't send us all the same piece. That's kind of productive to what we're trying to do here. Send us all different pieces, because when I hear pieces like this, I'm like, yeah, he got to send me one that I can do a his or something along these lines. So hook me up, bro. Hook me up.
I got you. Yes, sir.
LaPearl and Negra.
Done.
You know what? When you send whatever you send me, I'm going to try and do it justice. I really am.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm definitely a fan because your pieces, they wake people up. They really do. They piss a lot of folks off, but they wake people up too. But the truth, you know, I know. yeah.
I'm humbled.
I'm gonna try and do it justice. I really am. For real.
I was most definitely. Thank you so much.
Yo, that man asked the question of house and counting pennies. I'm talking mind, body, and soul. Who's sharing them seats with? Who? See, he wanted to know who you sharing them seats with. How stable are you? He said everybody is born tied together. You know what I'm saying? And I feel that way about La Perla Negra and Van Meadows, the way they put me down today on the night. You know, like they was born together. So I understand where you're coming from and coming from with that piece, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate you,
my brother. I'm trying to stay on the same vital slot line, brother, as what you – hey, look, man, that was dope, bro. You was up in there. You was up in there like that. Hey, thank you for bringing that piece to us, bro.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, and I want you to stick around because I want to see what you do when it's time to pick up your pen.
Pen. Shebang.
We don't work together as black people. You know,
let's do it. I'm gonna bring my go-go swing with it.
Damn.
Uh-oh.
Oh, snap.
Uh-oh. He's putting a twist
well,
on
I
it.
Hope the chain don't pop. I just hope the chain don't pop, bro.
Nah, it won't. I got some extra links.
Damn. Okay. Yeah.
All right. All right then, my brother.
We're going to sit you back there on the chair of misconception. Okay.
One love, one mic. Misconception it is.
One love, one mic.
I got
mic.
Some contemplation
one
today.
One love. Baby, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Perception.
I know you're enjoying yourself. I can smell the coffee.
Immensely.
All righty.
Immensely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And the beans. I can smell the coffee and the beans. Baby, baby. I should have drank tonight. I should have had a drink tonight. I thought I'd play
I
it sober.
I told you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. The bottle ain't too far away, though. We're going to bring in this next
sip.
Caller, ladies and gentlemen. I am, as soon as I bring in this next caller. And I'm just sitting here. No, I ain't going to go there. I ain't going to go there. I'm going to go there somewhere. You know, I'm going to say something to somebody that's very special that's in this building. If you feel like doing your thing that you do, Miss Baby, I do have an umbrella. Yeah, she hung up. Welcome to the program. Let's bring our brother in, J-Rob the Wise Son. What's up, baby?
What's good, family? How's everybody this evening?
Hey,
J-Rob.
I'm the Wise Son. What's good, my bro?
Hey, man, it's just another day in the hood. I can't call it or complain about it. I'm just here. How are y'all doing?
See, that's what I'm talking about. J-Rob, this is what I'm going to say. You heard how they was doing me, right, up in here. You see me.
I kind of got the tail end of it.
Mm-hmm. You got... I'm sorry, I was sipping.
That ain't me.
But you did get part of it, bro.
Heard a little something,
okay.
Somewhat. Bring me up to speed.
That's
what happened?
Karma.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Jay. I don't have no idea what he's talking about right
say
now.
No more, say no more. Say no more. Say no more.
It was karma.
This is why his kids ate his peaches the last show. This is why his kids ate his peaches. You're right. You're right, Danielle. Karma.
Hold on, Danielle. So, should I get him? One.
Get him. Hey. Messing up the whole thing.
Let's get together and feel so right. I'll mess it up again. Hey, so listen. I'll mess it up again.
Oh, man.
So, J-Rob, what were you doing, man? We start the program off with reading some work from our brother J-Rob. Jared. Just Jay, man, sent us some pieces, and we read those, man. It was an honor to read his work. You know, we've done it differently on different shows, you know, reading other people's work and things of that nature. But it was good to do that, man. He's a great writer. I don't know if he was here for that. So we're asking people to send us pieces, and we're making that a part of the show as a segment. And it's just a beautiful thing, man. I had a chance, and I've been honored to read your work, man. And I wanted to say it's not an easy thing because you have a particular flow. You have a particular flow. But once again, the thing is not to try to be that person that wrote it. It's to read it as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just hard for me not to get lost within the piece as I'm reading it. And I know
that person, and I
know their cadence and their voice and things of that nature. It makes you want to do that, but the best way to do that is to flow the way that you know it normally flow. And I think that's what the people want to hear. They don't want to hear you impersonate them as you're reading their piece. They just want to hear how you would, you know.
Yeah, they want to hear your interpretation of somebody else's poetry.
Yeah. Right, you know. So we'll have you up in here as well. Because like I said, I've had a chance to do some of your work, but we're going to do that here, you know, as a group. You know, you send that piece to me, you send it to my sister, you send it to my brother. And
we'll have you up in here as well. All right, my brother?
Yes, sir, bro. Yes,
I can
sir,
do
bro.
That. I have a particular all piece right. that I'm going to send to all three of you.
Awesome.
Hey, if you can, put curse words in mine. I do curse word pieces really good, pretty good. I do those real quick.
You
I like
dirty dog, you dirty
yeah.
dog.
Yeah.
I'll find something that has one or two curse words in it.
You
but
so
hey, by and large.
Oh, I heard a nice one from you with curse words in it. I had a nice one with curse words. I heard a nice one with curse words from you a couple of weeks ago. It was a political piece. It was a consciousness piece. I was like, what the hell? That you went in on that piece, bro. But as a matter of fact, I'm going to need you to send that to me so I can track that. I'll be talking with you, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, in the meantime and in between time, brother, Mike is yours.
Bet to that. This piece is describing her beauty. Her ebony beauty touches my heart in hushed tones that doesn't sound like the sweet whisper of her voice as I knew it to be when she said into the wind that it is blowing scattered patterns of twisted words that I said to her in circles. While gazing into a beautiful pond of the reflection of the moon that does not shine because it's embarrassed by brighter stars, so it hides. It hides its beauty because it's indifferent indulgence to all those things that it is known by pure intentions, as with a new cycle of circled winds come back around to display the beauty and beautiful inflections of hushed tones in her melodic voice that it exhibits as she's whispering the most beautiful melody of I love you in the direction of those same circled winds that surround me as if she's continued to say she loves me over and over and over again from every direction before the sound ceases and the moon is finally visual, displaying the truest of all beauties in the night, as if the moon and the stars have decided that the truest of all beauties is best shared together in our midst. And that's that piece.
Yes, sir.
Yo, yo, yo.
Man.
Poetic.
Man. Yo, J-Rob. Yo, bruh.
Sir.
Hey, man, can I just hold your quill pen and that little droplet that's at the very tip of it, can I use just that little droplet, man?
Whatever you decide you want,
some of that creativity.
You can use.
Because that little droplet is the soul of your pieces, bro. This was dope as I don't know what, man. Dope, dope ink, bro. La Pearl and Negative.
You know what, J-Rob? Your pieces are what I call swoon-worthy. Because that's what you do to the female. Yeah, they are, yeah, oh my God. Your wordplay is crazy. And your flow, the tone in your voice is exquisite. Ah, man. Beautiful, beautiful piece. I love it. Oh my God. For real?
Hey, my brother, could you give me
Sir.
That line where you said, where you said the moon and the stars and what followed beyond that?
I used the moon twice in here. Hold on.
It was at the end.
There it is.
It was at the end.
At the end. At mm-hmm. the end. From every direction before the sound ceases and the moon is finally visual, displaying the truest form of all beauties in the night. As if the moon and the stars have decided that the truest of all beauties is best shared together in our midst.
Wow, man. So descriptive, you know. Brighter stars, beautiful inflections, same circle wind, sound ceases as if the moon and the stars. And J-Rob just went in, man. A-arm.
You're very descriptive in your pieces. You know, the picture that you paint is full of color and detail, and you just give a visual, and it's like I'm just walking through down the avenue of the picture that you've painted, man. I'm in that portrait. That's the way you drag somebody in there, man. Very creative. I love that, man. I love
Thank you. This was written and started the Black Love series that's on my blog. And what I did was I was walking to through Central Park, and there's this gigantic pond. And it's got benches where you can sit down and just chill. And I'm there at night, and I was just smoking a cigar, and you can actually see the moon reflection in the water. And then it went away, and all you saw was just all these stars. And then before I bounced, the moon came back out, and it was like a really bright moon. And it was just, they were just all sharing the same space. And you could hear people just look, and it was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And that's what made this piece what it is.
Wow. Hey, man, that's beautiful, man. Beautiful. The creativity of a poet, man. It's a beautiful thing. Hey, look, before you scamper out of here, my brother, could you tell us what you got going on over there at the Get Down Thursday night, baby?
Listen, man, I ain't sure they really ready for this one. This Thursday, for everyone within a sound of my speaking voice, I ask you all to humbly join myself, J. Rob, the wise son, and my man, Poetic. Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on what we call the Get Down. Mm-hmm. Last couple of weeks has been incredible. We're holding a lot of people, and people are telling other people to tell other people, and it's been beautiful. This week, we're asking people, what is your poetic addiction?
Yes.
So just think about that. What is your poetic addiction? Like, some people may strictly be about eroticism. Some people may be about consciousness. Some people may be about, there's 40 or 50 different styles of poetry. But oftentimes people stay within 5 or 6. And we just want to see what your addiction is to poetry, and let's hear what you have coming. All coming to the Get Down Thursday night on Epiphany Radio Universe, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, yes.
Can't wait.
That's dope.
Nice.
That's dope, bro.
Very nice.
I can't wait.
I'm more than that.
Because y'all don't really know my poetic addiction. Y'all think y'all know, but y'all don't really know my poetic addiction. I just like to repeat that over and over again. I just like the repeating. Y'all don't know. Y'all think y'all know. Y'all don't really know my poetic addiction. I can't wait for that one, brother. Y'all know I'm sappy. You know, y'all know I'm sappy. That's all I do. Sappy. Love, romance.
And the Pope is Jewish.
That's right. I think he is. Hey, thank you, bro. Hey, look, and I'm glad that
y'all,
you
man.
Made it.
Thank you for having me, man.
Mr. Busy Man, I'm glad that you got a chance to step up in here, man. It's a beautiful thing, man.
Hey, man, I'm glad I got a chance to before time was up. So I'm the humble one, so thank you for having me. I'm going to stick around for that pen piece so I can cheat. I mean, I could write something that sounds...
Yeah, I was going to say that. I should take a half a point away just for the suggestion of it all. But I'm going to let you... Matter of fact, because Van is your partner over there at the Get Down, I'll take a point away from him because you're an all right guy.
Really?
Van's
really
giving me a hard time all night long.
Really?
Van, I forthwith the point. I said forthwith. The point I was going to take away from James Robinson.
Hold on down, yo. For real, I call forthwith.
You can't forthwith the forthwith.
I forthwith.
How do you forthwith a forthwith after it's already been forthwith?
You didn't say you call forthwith. You just mentioned the word forthwith. You didn't call forthwith. Come on,
nobody
bro.
Said I had to call forthwith.
Yeah, yeah, it's your own rules. It's your own rules. I call forthwith.
Yes.
It's your own rules. So I just took it.
You know what? Okay. Because you know what? Because John's here, I'm gonna just let it slide. Okay, so we break the par even. Whatever breaking the par is. All right, we're gonna leave that alone. Okay then, John, you see what I'm saying? What I'm dealing with? They're forthwithing me now. They're forthwithing me. You know what I'm saying? Last week it was peaches. Last week it was peaches. So anyway, John, thank you for coming, broski. We got a hand raised. I just told that woman I had my umbrella. Stop acting like you ain't going to spit on this show. You know what I'm talking about. So you know. So anyway, my brother John's still here. So John, thank you, my brother. I want
Indeed.
You to stay close by and listen to the shenanigans up in here, okay?
Most certainly.
Stay close by. Keep your ears out. And don't be forthwithing or colluding with Van just because y'all, you know what I'm saying? All right. You heard the laugh, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, J-Rob, the Rise, son, my brethren. We're about to pick up our pen shortly, but stay tuned,
gotcha.
My bro, okay? One
Indeed.
Love, man.
One love.
All right.
One love.
One love. Y'all, you mind if I sing it again? One love.
Bob Marley is turning over in his grave.
Let's get together and feel all right.
Now, I'm going to make that my newest thing to do. All right. So let's go back. Professional voice. Next on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, it's the one and only Rain. Well, I need a sound effect. Hello,
hey, Rain.
How are you?
How are you?
What's
well,
up, Diva?
Hey. What's happening? Listen, let me talk to Daniel for a second. We talked to Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
So Thursday, I was feeling away, right? Because, you know, Poetic did his thing, and then C-Dub came in and then did his
mm-hmm.
thing. And now
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling a little attacked because now they're talking about big butts and smiles, and I'm feeling a little attacked.
I tried to defend it. I tried to defend it. And they just gave me the, like, oh, really?
Need you mm-hmm. to go ahead and inbox me so I can make sure that you're not attacked.
I'm not understanding. I'm not understanding.
She understands full well. She understands full well.
No, I'm not understanding.
Yep. So we can clear the air. We can clear all the air. We can make sure that everyone is treated fairly. I mean, we didn't write the song. We didn't write the song. Another group wrote the song.
But y'all co-signed it. Like, he pulled out the contract. You signed it.
That is what they
did. I don't know where. For real, was he
celebrating
was just,
it.
Just
exactly.
letting y'all do whatever you wanted to do.
I was in Bible studies, most likely. I was in Bible studies.
Are you fasting this week?
Right.
Are you
okay.
fasting this week?
I just came off my fast last week, but this week I came back for one a little while. But I didn't know you were coming to the show. I would have not.
On a throne
so this is
of
why
mine.
You're eating cherries instead of drinking. I
oh,
see. I heard you. I heard you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you got me. You got me.
Look
it's more healthier. You catch me on that night that I'm drinking that wine, then that's a whole different story. Rain on me when you're not strong. Was that the words to that song, Daniel? And I'll be your friend.
Remember what happened the last time I corrected you earlier, right? You see what you got, right?
That's right.
Wait.
Yeah.
I can't.
Talk to me, Rain.
I can't. So I just want to set the record straight, though. I did press one a long time ago, but your BTR lady apparently didn't want me to come on the show. So.
Oh, man.
Okay. Oh, you know
she
that,
said,
that subliminal
you
that,
are in
that I sent out there.
Queue.
Oh. Yeah, she's been messing up since I started the program. So if anybody else is out there that you under the belief that your hand is raised, it is not. Gina Storm, Miss VIP, Jarnice, 405, your hands are not raised, just to inform you of that fact. So, Miss Rain.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Miss Rain. I am wearing tight plastic gear. And I have big boots on.
Is it water? Is it water? It's waterproof?
Oh. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But I'm sure that.
Is it resistant?
It's not water resistant. It's just waterproof.
Oh, well, you're in trouble then.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Either way. Either way. I can't afford both of them. I can't afford to have them both. You know, you got to pick your poison. But somehow I know that the molecular body structure of you will still find a way through the pores of this
you
planet.
You're speaking my language right now. See, you keep that up for real.
Rain on me. Rain on me.
Molecular structure.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you're not strong. Yes, you got it going down.
Okay, so listen, Miss Rain. Ooh, I like to do some of your work. I mean, some of your pieces. Not some of your pieces, but a piece by you. I don't know about my other two constituents, but I particularly myself would love to read something by Miss Rain.
I would be
honored.
Nice. It'd be really nice.
Oh, my God. It would be an honor to read one of your pieces. Girl, you know I'm such a fan. Lord, have mercy. Your word. Yeah, please.
Bring on the lather.
I'm being for real. Oh, okay.
I'm for real, too.
Y'all making me sweat and blush, and I don't know how to feel right now, but I would be honest.
That's good thing. Oh, girl, please. Oh, my God, I can't wait. I'm anxious now.
Yeah. Okay. So look. That's enough lather, okay? If anybody's going to lather her, it will be me, okay? Miss Rain, let me tell you something.
Yes.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Worth the Wait. I've never questioned if you could handle the rain. You've already rain danced along my spine, performed ceremonial incantations invoking a typhoon in my womb, and proven you are not afraid of my hurricane. In fact, you seem to hanker for the length of my wave, and best believe I see the way you do that thing you do, that grown man shit, handling business that makes me want to handle yours for you. Serve you like the king that you are. Remind you that there is more to you than getting this bag and mastering this multiple grind balancing act. I got plans for you. Mark your calendar. It's not a threat, but I can show you better than I can tell you. Show you how deliberate my tongue is in speaking life into you while sucking the soul. Like I said, it's more of a game of showing. Hell, meanwhile, these fuckboys out here sending unsolicited dusty dick pics with an unimaginative small talk, and I'm choking on what they lack, and while I'm dreaming about swallowing what you pack in, I even thought about packing bags and taking flights, but there's no rush for this. I mean, phone sex is what most do, but there's something about the way that you fuck me on the page, making love between horizontal blank lines, the way you wrap your words around my intellect, slide your similes inside my tight, sticky, sweet, fuck my plump lips with your rhyme scheme. It keeps me coming back to back again and again. It's that boomerang shit. You get it. A snapshot capturing what lies between your thighs. I mean, you could send it, but really, to me, it's irrelevant because I can make magic happen with whatever you present. I'm on my queen shit. I can make a dollar out of 15 cents, but you've already deposited more in me than 10 yen and 10 men and weed. I'm just getting started. See, I naturally drip an abundance of thick honey. Jar stays overflowing, and here you go, showing up on the scene in my space, all unexpected, kicking over my jar with zero fucks given. And the unapologeticness got me feeling a motherfucking way. Now I'm dripping on the page, blue lines blurred by saturated thoughts of the audacity of this chemistry. Do you feel it? Do you want to? You should know my pussy, she is not well-traveled. Few have had the pleasure. It's a sacred space. She be selected with granting access. She be directly connected to divinity. Shit, she could be your deity. My goal is for you to wear my subtle gestures. Spread them pretty across the width of your thick lips. Wide smile when you realize exactly what this is. Don't get me wrong. I've spent time imagining scratching the intensity of my screams upon your cheeks as you thrust your intentions inside of me, pressing the shine into my diamond, but we don't get to that. And I promise you that she and I are well worth the wait. That's right.
Whoo!
Mercy. Poetic.
Man, she just came in here and just decided she's going to turn up the heat. She said, we playing around too much. We joking around too much. Her pussy's going to be deity. You can be my deity. That's what she said now. That is what she said now. I'm just repeating what she said in the piece.
It is what I said.
You know what I'm saying? So, but, yeah, this was a very dynamic piece. I thoroughly enjoyed this. I really enjoyed this. So, for real, I do hope you got your rain gear. La Perla Negra.
Mm-hmm.
Rain, you know you're my girl. Volcanic incantations in my womb. And look, this next line, unsolicited, dusty dick bitch, girl. Yeah, we got to talk. I know that language.
You
making
already
love
know.
Between the girl. Making love between horizontal blank lines. Girl, I can't wait until you send me one of your pieces.
You
want
to read this
God.
One?
Girl. Now, I want some fresh ink. I either
okay,
want some fresh
okay,
ink
I got
or something
you.
From your archives. I want something
okay.
you already read that I heard. I want something that
okay.
says, man, look, and I'm going to make it
I
mine. I'm trying to tell you. Yes.
I got
for real.
I'll even try to make it short for you.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
You got to make it short.
Make it do what it do, baby. Yeah. For real.
Thank you. Hey, girl. I saw you walking in the rain.
There you go, mess it up.
Let me tell you something.
Well,
mind your goddamn business while I'm flirting with people. She ain't say shit. Excuse me, Miss Rain. Let the hatery begin. Let me see. Miss Rain, you said that I seem to be hankering, that I have a hankering for the length of your wave. You said that you got plans for, you said you got plans for somebody, and you told that person to mark your calendar. You said it's more of a game of show and tell. You said, I'm joking. There's no rush for this horizontal blank lines and keep me coming back. You got it. You can have it. You said, but to me, it's irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? And did you ask the motherfucker, do you feel it? Do you want to? See, she be well worth the wait. And I'm saturated, Miss Rain. So I take my socks off. And I lay my jacket down because I'm a gentleman. And I allow you to walk across that puddle that you yourself just made.
baby.
That's next level chivalry right there. That's next level chivalry.
Okay, all right.
You come to the rescue of my own mess.
Mm-hmm. I like the way you said it. Hey, that number on some real serious, stuff. That piece was so dope, so sensuously seductive, so matter-of-factly beautiful. I loved it. I loved the way you delivered it. You know what I'm saying? It can take you somewhere if you allow it to. And I allowed it to. I love the feeling. I love the vibration, and I love the energy. So thank you for delivering that piece, darling.
I so appreciate you, all three of you, very much. But yeah, I got a score to settle with Mr. Van, and I got C Dub providing clarification in my inbox as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand. I understand. I just still feel attacked, you know.
Like I said,
you
like,
never. You said never.
You know,
like never.
Evidence.
Like never.
We need proof of purchase, evidence before we.
Wait, proof of purchase for what? I'm going with it.
I don't know what the hell they talking about, Miss Rain. But
Rain,
let me tell you something.
I think I know what he's talking about.
LaPel, she knows.
Mm-hmm.
She,
I know what you're talking
all
about.
All the hell with all that. Let me just say this, Miss Rain. Say this to you.
Yes, sir.
She sounds like she got a fucking
carburetor.
Because
I can stand the rain. I can stand the rain.
Hey, man, it's a dark-skinned brother talking right now, bro. This is our
my bad.
King of Egypt.
Hey, J-Rob. Check this out, J-Rob.
Let me tell you something,
bro.
Let me tell you something, brother.
On all the shows. You can abuse on all the shows, man.
Yes, I do. They call me Shaka Zulu, King of North Philadelphia. So listen, Shaka. King Shaka. That's right. This is what I wanted to say to you, because I hadn't finished saying this to you when I was doing my dissertation, is that I just wanted to add this one last thing to you, Miss Rain, that I loved every bit of your word uterus. Your word uterus. Oh, I meant usage. I'm sorry. My mind's complete right now.
Listen, I can't.
I'm sorry. I got grapes in my mouth.
That's not great. Those are cherries. You trying to make your own wine now?
Right. Mm-hmm. That part.
Thank you. All right. Well, Miss Rain.
There's nothing else. Y'all are good for the soul. Laughter is good for the soul.
Thank you, love.
Absolutely.
Do you mind if I call you Miss Shaka?
I don't know how many more names I can have, because I'm Rain and I'm Jody and I'm also Quiet Storm. So. Miss Shaka.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
Miss
Shaka, you could call me that, I guess. Yeah, you could call me that.
That's what I want to. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have nothing else. I tried to think of something real quick, but I couldn't. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, squalls the goddamn here.
Let me get this right.
So he can talk with grapes in his mouth? What the hell, bro?
That is
Yo,
true.
Bro, what are you saying?
Bro, you stop me from talking so you can go ahead and talk with grapes in your mouth? We don't want to hear you chewing grapes.
Well, you didn't hear.
It is rude to talk with your mouth full.
You. Mind your business. Listen. I wanted Miss Rain to hear the moisture.
Oh, Oh my God!
I wanted to share the moisture of it all with Miss Rain.
I bring the moisture.
And
ooh.
You know what? I consume.
Let me stop.
Mm-hmm. Oh my.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it.
Thank you,
love.
Y'all get me worked up. Y'all gotta stop this now.
Listen, I didn't come in. My face hurts. I'm laughing so much. My face hurts. My cheeks hurt.
Mm-hmm. Your face should hurt, darling.
Oh shit.
Bad. Oh my God.
Oh man.
Yo, y'all gotta stop. Okay. All right, Miss Rain, you got to get the hell up out of here.
Listen, and just for the record, I'm not going to any dismemberment or any of that shit. I'm gonna carry my ass. just an FYI. I'm hungry.
No, what I want you to do, I want you to sit in the chair of 1300 West Ontario Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 1-1-0. Baby.
You know, for real, I lived in Philly for a couple of years. You know that, right?
Did you?
I didn't know.
I used to live off Germantown. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
what
stop.
Part of Germantown? Hold on, she can't go there. What part of Germantown?
Over there by that road that's real bumpy. You know that? The German side. Germantown.
You
like
was over by
there,
the tracks?
Do you know where, what's the name of the street? Hold on. I forgot the name of the street. Damn, what was
you
my address?
Trolley
was
track?
It close to
yes.
Was mm-hmm. it close to?
Yep, I was near the, what's the next street over? I was the next street over from that street. I forgot.
Old York Road.
Yeah, you got Old York Road.
Ontario, Tioga.
Because Germantown Avenue is the actual bumpy road because it's still got the bricks and the trolley tracks.
Germantown is the street where I live.
Is it?
Come on back home.
I used to work at the VA. Now with the Hickens.
Okay. Well, you used to live where I'm at. So, baby.
Damn, I can't remember the name of the street. That's crazy.
Inbox me it. Inbox me it. All right?
Shoe Avenue.
That's a little further down. Yeah, but okay. I got you. Go ahead, girl. That's not that far. Come on back home. I got you.
Shout out to Philly.
I'm coming back to visit.
I got people there.
Oh, you better hit me up when you get we
you know
fall.
I will. We gonna have a little thing.
You know I'm not far from thing. For real. You know that, right? So,
she can
yeah.
hit you up yeah. afterwards. Don't worry about it.
Okay, yeah. He wants to get me off the line.
Mind your business,
I know you
for real.
Probably in the keynote.
I'm not trying to get you off the line.
You made that announcement.
I'm not trying to get you off the line, girl.
Thank y'all for this.
Rain. Thank you so much.
All right, Rain.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
One love, one mic.
Baby love.
One love, one mic.
Baby.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Y'all get your act right together. All right? Mm-hmm. We're going to bring in the next caller, who I will flirt with as well, just in case. You got to have a backup. You know what I'm saying? Miss VIP. I'm not flirting with this person, Rain. I'm just having a casual conversation. Hello, caller. Welcome to the Soul Cafe.
Hey, bro, you might have to go to the second line. That particular call.
Yeah.
She dialed back in.
Oh, okay. That's an old person? Okay.
Oh, no.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the Soul Cafe.
Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing?
How you
doing?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you
is. Let's make her smile. She was having a crappy day. Let's make her smile, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she got.
I've been smiling ever since I've been listening.
That's cue for Pharrell to start singing to her. Go ahead, bro. That's your cue. That's your cue.
Oh, my goodness. That's his cue.
It'll be all over in the morning. In the morning. Let me tell you something, Miss VIP. If you come see me right now, it'll be all over in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Pastor Sexy Chocolate. Give it up.
Yeah. Shut up, my yeah. I'm trying to tell you. Yes, come on in here, girl. Well, let me lay my hands on you. baby. How you feeling, Miss VIP, you lovely thing? You diva, you darling.
What's up? Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness! Well, I'm feeling okay. I'm here. How are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing great. I've been having nipple dreams of you.
Oh God! Nipple dreams. Oh my Lord!
Are they pierced in the dream, Carell?
One is pierced, and the other is buck naked.
One is buck naked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh,
one
right.
Has
okay.
His socks off. Mm-hmm. One.
Oh, my
one.
Just
one.
Is a good
one. I should have had a drink tonight, Miss VIP, but I chose to eat grapes. No, they're not even grapes.
Okay.
Cherries. My bad.
Cherries.
Oh, okay.
Just excuse my partners. Did you hear how Van was all over that woman, Miss Rain?
What?
Did you hear?
Wow.
Wouldn't let me get a word in.
What?
I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really notice.
Oh my God!
He couldn't get a word in. He might not have been able to get a word in because you were doing a lot of talking, baby love.
Uh-oh.
I had to in order to keep the flow going. You know.
Bruh. Mister, I want her to hear my moisture.
I didn't say it. Like, why you gotta say it like that though? I want her to hear my moisture. That's not my sexy voice. That's not my sexy voice. I said I want her to hear my moisture. And shake. I want my moisture to run like streams in her mind. Mm-hmm. I want my fucking voice to be like a memory. Do you understand? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just really serious about being wet. Caught in that rain. But I'm right here, Miss VIP.
Uh-huh.
I would love to be one of your pieces under candlelight.
Oh, my.
And a warm glass of wine and a golden goblet. Between the lines, I would love to read one of your pieces under candlelight.
Wow. Oh, I'm not sure which one of those pieces that would be.
That was
either or
right
either.
There.
Either or either.
Oh, my.
You know? I don't know what you're going to send those to, but the one that you send me better be about you. Make it
wonderful. Oh, my Lord. What? Oh, my. Now I'm not even sure which one to do all of a sudden. give me one second.
Man, you ain't hearing nothing, bro. Take your socks off.
I heard Dad singing. Dad was singing.
Yeah.
Are you searching for that piece, Miss VIP?
Well, I guess so.
Well, take your time, darling. You got your what? You guess you're okay. Do you have a piece? Did you find the piece?
Yes, I do. I found a piece. It's not sexual or anything, but it's okay.
I don't worry about things like that. That's Van's job to worry about sexual pieces or not. The mic is yours.
Well, thank you.
Make
this
it drip.
This piece is called This piece is called If or When I Fall. I made many mistakes when I met men. Some thought I was sexy, but not enough apparently, because I believe in the body as art. I could flash a body part or phone sex with the very best of them. My voice was very alluring. Yet I was married before, divorced twice too. It was a little depressing how nothing lasted past 10 years. I even went first, something my mama told me not to do. Now, though I'm alone, been a while, I had plenty of time to think on what I would like in a relationship. First is chemistry. We must attract, be on the same plane. Next is honesty. Been there, done that. No need to lie. So just say goodbye. Communicate with me. I'm no mind reader. I'm an Aries. If you can't handle me, you can't be the head or leader. The sex has to be off the chain, so I'll want it again and again. Loyalty is the last thing. My record speaks for itself, even though I want a ring. But if you're going to cheat, it doesn't mean a damn thing. Last of all, I want love. The kind that keeps a man coming home. The kind where the grass is always greener. The kind where cheating doesn't enter the mind. See, I know my spirit is beautiful, compassionate, and kind. I'm the best price you'll ever find. So these are all the things I require in a relationship, see. If I ever fall in love again, you'll find there's no one like me. And that's that piece.
Oh, my. That was sensuous, girl. You said you want a love of a lifetime. You said you seemed, I'm reading somebody else's stuff. You said I made many mistakes until I met for real. It was a little depressing, but now it's real chemistry. No need to lie. I'm no mind reader. You can't the head or the brain. Last of all, I want love where the grass is always greener. Poetic.
Man, first of all, she said the piece that caught my attention is that she said, they said the sex got to be off the chain. Mm-hmm. Baby. Off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby. Mm-hmm. Off the chain. No, but that was she gonna come here talking about it. That's not. I don't have a sexual piece, and then start talking like that. Come on. But that was a dope piece. Really
well,
dug where you're coming from, and you're right about that, man. You're Aries and you're hot, and if you can't handle, you can't lead. You can't lead, brother. You can't be there. You can't lead.
Yeah.
La perla negra.
My diva. You know, you always humble yourself and you shy away from your spitting your pieces, you know, because we talk, but you really are a great poet, and I love the directness in your pieces. You don't pull no punches, and it's more like an instruction manual. Like, this is how it is. I don't want no excuses. I'm giving it to you straight up from the door. Don't come in here playing no games with me. And that's how the majority of your pieces are. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really love
that.
Thank you. So you're so
Thank you, Diva.
For
Thank
real.
You so much.
It's my turn? Okay.
It is.
Hey, you know what? I can dig that. You know, what you asked for in that piece is what I think a lot of people would love to receive, you know, when it comes to relationships, you know, free from bullshit, you know, something real. You know, that's why I threw my name up in that piece, because that's what you're looking for, something real. Something
real.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Most of my pieces are based around that type of vibe. You know what I'm saying? I dug that piece, and I love the way that you spit it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you.
What can I say?
I appreciate it.
What can I say, darling? And I just hope that you're lifted on this night, you know what I'm saying? I understand that you weren't too well, but I hope seriously that, you know, that you are a little light and lifted, you know, with some laughter and joy.
I am.
Okay?
I am. Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We love you.
I really do.
We love you.
Oh, I love you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, much love, darling. Is there anything you want to say upcoming show?
Well, darling, Wednesday night, I am back along with my sexy diva, La Perla Negra, and we are in the love zone, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So the topic has yet to be determined, but it will be determined tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to be on the event page, so baby, you can see, and everybody can come through. All right.
Okay.
All right,
ooh, damn. Do we have to have clothes on when we come there?
Baby, you can have whatever you want to be, okay?
Yes, you can. That's right.
And that's nothing or little.
Have on. It's about what I want to have off.
Oh, my. Well, you can take your socks off. All right. Take your socks off, baby.
Yeah. All right, darling. All right, darling. All right, darling. I can't say no more than that. Darling. Wait a minute, I can't breathe. Wait a minute. Okay. All right.
That is horrible.
All right, serious radio voice. Radio voice. Radio voice.
All right, Ms. VIP, thank you for the lovely piece, darling. It was
all right.
Just as you are. One love, one mic, love.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, boys and girls, wasn't that fun? Wasn't it so much fun? Hey, listen, I got a question.
Yes.
Whichever one of you can answer this first, what is the opposite of real?
Of what?
It begins with an F. Real.
Fake.
Fake. Bam.
Me want nasty, nasty Gargamel sex. Me. We like it.
Oh my God.
It's hard. It gets hard sometimes. And I'm like all alone in my heart. I cannot think the erection sometimes. I fake an orgasm with myself when I'm all alone. I fake orgasm. I fake the orgasm.
Alrighty then. To you by Skippy Peanut Butter. Alrighty then. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pick up your pens. The phrase for the night is, I know Joe, the verbal mind dancer, is cutting his little brother out right now. All right. The first part of the phrase is, ladies and gentlemen, life giggles. Life giggles. The second part is an inside joke unshared. An inside joke unshared. That's A-N-N an inside joke unshared. The third part is, the wounded are ticklish. The wounded are ticklish. There's one more. What the fuck is so okay? I'm going to unmic. I'm going to open the mics to the participants. C-double 34. You're unmuted. Just Jay.
J-Man.
Jay, the verbal mind dancer. Somebody already. Rain. Miss B.I.T.
I'm out here something to eat.
Who is that? Oh, hey, baby. Don't start your stuff. Gina Storm, your hand is not raised. Okay. Maybe she can't raise it. Let me see. Gina Storm?
I'm just listening.
Okay, sweetheart, we love you.
Love you.
Alrighty then. Does anybody need me to repeat the phrases? Okay, we're all good. I'll say it again anyway. Life giggles. An inside joke unshared. The wounded are ticklish. What the fuck is so funny? Pick up your pens.
All right. I can't wait to see what y'all guys got. I'm going to go right down the line. I'm going to mute you back, and then I'm going to unmute you to let you know to go. All righty? Let me mute you back. All right. Everybody, when you hear the beep, you are on. Somebody's writing. You're cheating. Put your pen down. I know who you are. All righty then. Here we go.
Sometimes life giggles unnecessarily when the wounded are ticklish. But I want to know what the fuck is so funny. For real, with this inside joke unshared. Not to say life has to be taken so seriously all the time. And yes, I agree, laughter is then, but with an inside joke unshared, is when an inside joke unshared is aimed at what you think the wounded are ticklish and life giggles, I want to know what the fuck is so funny. I said, peace.
Is so funny. Somebody tell me why life giggles when I have no money. Like an inside joke unshared, the wounded are ticklish yet compared to those who are supposedly insane. While me, I crazily go insane. Trying to pay my rent, my light bills with money I already spent, putting groceries in my fridge and food on the table for my kids to eat with my last dime as I'm able. So tell me what the fuck is so funny. Your pocket's full of money. I'm trying not to commit suicide while life giggles on this ride. Bumpy, yet I'm an inside joke unshared because I chose life for my seeds. The wounded are ticklish, but here's why I bleed. And that's that piece.
Life giggles. I can do my thing under the water. This life giggles. Because I'm certain those devoid of funk except for my feet playing 5 minutes of Houdini. This must be an inside joke unshared. Damn it, I pity the fool because it's causing shrinkage in my pool as the wounded ones are ticklish. I'm just wondering what the fuck is so funny. In peace.
She said, what the fuck is so funny? You hurt me, and I'm kind of hurt. So what the fuck is so funny when you touch the deepest parts of me unapologetically as if I don't fucking exist? So what the fuck is so funny? I said, baby, sometimes even an inside joke goes unshared or dared just because it's on the inside. We find ourselves inside the most unusual of places, and it makes life smile as life giggles. So much so that even the most hurt seem squeamish, because unbeknownst to the untrained eye, even the wounded are ticklish. They just don't laugh out loud. That's what the fuck is so funny, because if I don't laugh, the world will look really ugly as I know it to already be. That's that piece.
Life giggles at an inside joke unshared. The wounded are ticklish, but the ridiculous, what the fuck is so funny? Life is not an inside joke unshared. The wounded are compared to the same shame you feared. What the fuck is so funny about pain suffered? You motherfuckers disgust me. Keep your inside jokes inside. The wounded are not ticklish. You never thought how they trying to deal with life giggles at an inside joke unshared. Peace.
I'm not able to participate.
Most people's life is a trip.
but mine's is giggles. Expressed like breast and riddles. Her name was Skittles. Her weave was busted and a little bit brittle. She was fiendish. She always said I was distinguished because I drank Old English. The wounded are ticklish. Dairy air auspicious. And even stay crunchy in milk. Her velvets felt like silk. But the ass is so funny. I guess an inside joke that's unshared in a piece.
Life giggles are sweet and succulent piece. Sugary, yet to me, it's an inside joke unshared because no one laughing around here. This place holds no one who cares. Feelings are kept someplace over there, somewhere elsewhere, kept to self, all about self. So many are selfless, selfish. The wounded are ticklish. Uncaring are those with their nose up, unblemished, are a fool's. Are full of shit. Ooh. Rewind. So many are selfish. The wounded are ticklish. Uncaring are those with their nose up, unblemished, are full of shit. Masquerading dummies, hypocrites. What the fuck is so funny? These are the tears of a clown. Death cries while life giggles. That's that piece. Poetic.
Yeah, bro.
La Perla. What did you think of those pieces that we heard, man? Right?
Man,
absolutely.
I thought they were really good.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying I thought they were really good. These were some interesting phrases, and it just took me someplace else. But, yeah.
La Perla.
Yeah, absolutely. Phrases, that brought out some serious emotions in people, especially with the fuck is so funny.
Right.
Man, it touched me, I know that. I don't even know what to say on it for real, but the pieces were, they were dynamite. I loved it. For real.
Oh, smack. I forgot somebody.
Oh.
Where is she at? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let's have it.
Staying for live. All right. Life giggles at all my friends. See, I was planning to take my socks off. An inside joke unshared. The wounded are ticklish. How is it they don't feel my pain? What the fuck is so funny? I guess they can stand the rain. I can't see how anyone could be so strong all the damn time. So, yeah, life giggles at the best laid plans, always serious, not for real. Again, an inside joke unshared. So I'll ask you, can you feel me? The wounded are ticklish, or are they? What the fuck is so funny? Are y'all hearing what I said? I guess I'll take my socks off and go to bed. That's that piece.
I like the ending. And
like
you know what? This is the first time in a long time that Miss VIP picked up a pen with us over here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Makes me feel great.
You brought it too, Diva. Yes,
and that was a nice piece. That was a nice piece. I liked what a lot of people wrote. And frankly, I wish I had more time with the song playing to get one in because I can use this, you know, like I say, I made the phrases up, but look, when I make them up, I just write a sentence down, there. I don't get to absorb myself into it. But as the music was playing and I started writing, I realized that I could probably write something really, really delicious. You know, off of these phrases, something real serious, you know, something real serious. I wonder if you guys feel the same way. I want to hear from Joel, the Verbal Mind Dancer.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Any
thoughts, man,
bro?
That was great, man. You know, I was just talking to C-34, man. You know, I can go on with that formula that you came up with. Because those simple lines, man, you can really, you know, expand on, you know, and make a beautiful piece out of that. That was fantastic, brother, for real.
Yeah. Right. Well, thank you. Speaking of CW34, who's in the building? Where you at, bro?
I'm right here.
Your thoughts, bro?
Can you hear me clearly? Because I almost missed the line because Kunta Kinte wanted to talk to me.
You still here? Okay, let's hear from J-Rob, the wise son.
This was pretty cool. I really enjoyed that. You gave me a couple of words to play with in a short period of time. So it's just about stretching the creativity a little bit. So I like this a lot.
Okay. Who didn't we hear from? Jess Jay?
Yeah, man. Hold on a second, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that was, you know what? I was really watching to see. With this, I got kind of like look at it as a three-dimensional type of thing, man. Normally when you're writing poetry, it's free-flowing. You can try to maintain a certain axis or what may have you and run it on down the middle. But when you drop these 6 points in here by like, all right, say this phrase, that's locking it in place in a certain spot. That's the next phrase locking it. And you drop 4 into this one. I was really looking to see how the poets incorporated the words, because I believe that that right there is really the thing I need from it personally. I get stuck. I get stuck for periods of time. But when the crunch is on like this, it makes it easier. I don't even know how to simulate this on my own, so that's why I'd be here.
I hear you, brother. You know what?
Hey, man.
If y'all want to get, I think that was everybody. Was that everybody? Was that? Let me check. I'm always leaving somebody out. Danielle, look, I left somebody out this week, and it wasn't you.
It wasn't me this time, but I think this was very therapeutic.
Yeah. You know what? I'm really going to say this. Next week, I think we're going to be doing some Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, okay?
Right.
But I want to challenge you guys to this, okay? Because personally, this piece that I took, I just went with what came to my head. I didn't want to waste time to formulate the direction I wanted to go in. I just basically went with what I had. But like I said, as I started reading my own stuff, I realized I probably could write something real serious with this. So I offer this challenge that if y'all want to take these phrases and come back with something, either finish what you're doing or what you was doing, or bring something back using these phrases, we can get down. I don't know. If any one of you guys want to take that challenge, I'll put that out there because I think that I'm gonna go and sit back and actually take my time with those phrases and really go in. Okay? Whatever genre you want to write it in. If you can write this, I don't think you can write this in but so many genres, but hey, surprise me if you can turn those things into something. I don't think. Can you write something romantic using those phrases? Can you write? I don't think.
Yep.
I don't know.
Sure can.
Yeah,
no
can.
Kidding.
Yep,
okay.
Can.
For those people with their humorous poem in them, can you write something that's going to tickle us using those phrases? Can you write a consciousness piece using those phrases? I challenge you guys. And I'm going to challenge. I challenge myself, and I need y'all to hold me to that. Hold yourselves to that. Take those phrases and write something to that and bring that back to us next Monday. Okay?
Huh?
Y'all with that?
Okay.
It was something about it.
Yep.
It was something about it.
It was something about it. But I had a great night, y'all. I want to thank y'all for chilling with me up in here, for chilling with us up in here. It was a night, you know, full of fun and laughter, and that's what we needed. And along with the poetry, and for whoever may be going through, hey, always remember, you know, it's always light on the other side of the tunnel. You know what I'm saying? Don't hold nothing in, because loneliness and isolation is a trick from the devil. Okay, y'all? Much love
Absolutely.
To each and every one of y'all. Poetic, any final words?
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Honey Drippers. It's erotic storytelling, y'all. Wednesday nights, the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday nights, the Get Down, J. Rob, the White Son of Yours, Truly Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is the return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night, y'all, Poetic Therapy, La Pearl La Negra, Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration of Yours, Truly Poetic. And we'll be right here next Monday, y'all, for another installment of the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, For Real, the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, La Pearl La Negra, Essentially Janice, and Yours Truly Poetic. Without you, there's no Epiphany Radio. So we thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. For Real, back to you.
Back to For Real. La Pearl La Negra, any final words?
Like I always say, get that good relationship going with yourself. That's where spirit lies inside. Continue to love one another. Continue to respect each other. Okay?
All right. Let's see if we can grab any final thoughts, final words from our event page hostess, Essentially Janice. Are you able? Well, look, y'all. Love, peace, and chicken grease. See y'all next week. One love, y'all.
One love.
One love.